Radha Krishna Pranayavikriti Haladini Shaktir Asmad Ekat Manav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitang Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. Purport. This text is from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. It appears as the fifth of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text 56. Radha Krishna Ek Atma Dui Deha Dhari. Oh, yeah, we can chant that too. Yeah, we can go through with that. Text 56. Oh. Anone bilashe rasha ashadana kari. Okay, I'll go on with it. Now you lost the fund. I'll just read it through. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. What's happening here, this Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma, this verse is the fifth verse of the Mangalacharan of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mangalacharan is that which comes at the beginning. It consists of three factors. That is Vastu Nirdesh, defining what is the subject of the book of the disquisition to come up. Vastu Nirdesh, and then Pranama, offering obeisances, and Ashivad, offering respects, offering blessings to the readers. So this comes up first in the Mangalacharan. It's the Vastu Nirdesh. It describes what is the topic. It's just outlined. And then in the following chapters, these outline verses are explained in more detail. So again, this verse, which has already occurred in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, is quoted, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritya. And now this verse, this Sanskrit verse, will be explained in several Bengali verses. This one, Radha Krishna Ekatna Dui Deha Dhari Anone Biloshe Rasha Ashadana Kari. This is the first of these series of Bengali verses which will explain this verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. So the purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport to this, the two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavata devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as Sat, or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called Chit, or Samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as Haladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Today, we are, particularly today, we are to meditate on the transcendental personality, who is Srimati Radharani. The verse we read also describes Krishna, because of course Radha cannot be understood without understanding Krishna. There may in some people's minds be a question of Krishna without Radha, but there's no question of Radha without Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada discusses in this purport, following the Anubhasha of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his commentary on this verse, this is a very much recondite, esoteric topic. We can only approach not only the topic or the understanding of Radha, but Radha herself via Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, to speak of Radha, we must speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Radha, Krishna. He is Krishna, as this verse explains. Radha and Krishna are one. They manifest as two personalities. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, imbued with the feelings for Krishna of Radha and the bodily luster. So Krishna becomes golden. Radha, one name is Gaurangi. We pray, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari pray. This prayer to Srimati Radharani, or it's offering obeisance. We say that she is Gaurangi, with a golden female form that is just like the color of molten gold. So gold is anyway shining and bright, but when it's molten becomes more so. So some example is given. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri. Vrindavaneshri means the queen of Vrindavan. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi. She is the goddess who is known as the daughter of Vrishabhanu, and she is very dear to Hari, to Krishna. She is known as Gaurangi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Gauranga. So it appears with the same golden form, but in this time in a male form. She is a female form. Now, these topics, Srila Prabhupada writes here that the two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. And that's the first line of the purport. When discussing this topic, he introducing the topic of Radha and Krishna in Chaitanya Charitamrita, introducing the topic, and the first thing he says is that it's very difficult, it's not at all comprehensible to a materialist. One actually has to come to the transcendental platform to even understand these topics. Again, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. So not very easy to understand. Cannot be explained. The topics of Radha, to some extent the topics of Krishna can be explained, even to people who are not very advanced transcendentalists. That we are controlled, we do not choose how we are born, where we are born, that we are forced to die, that we are forced to accept old age and disease, we are controlled, therefore we should understand there is a controller. In this way we can begin to introduce the topics of Krishna to even materialistic people, unless they're extremely impious. Introducing the topic of Radha is more difficult, especially in the Western countries or in areas where there's never been any developed theology. In India, then people can understand that. If there's God, there must be a goddess. Even those who don't accept that there is one supreme form, they say there are many forms of God, but every God has his goddess. So Krishna has Radha, Ram has Sita, Narayan has Lakshmi, Shiva has Parvati, Indra has Sachi, and it goes on. Kama has Rati, and Ganesh has Riddhi and Siddhi. And there are so many gods. Mean what's the meaning to be a god if you don't have a goddess? You can be a brahmachari so that you can go up to the level of being a god, but then once you're a god, why be a brahmachari? But people are under the spell of the three modes of material nature. They cannot understand this. Tribhir gunamaya bhavair ebi sarvam idang jagat mohitang nabijana timam ebha paramavyayam. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita that the whole world, the material world, everyone is under the spell of the three modes of material nature in this world. They are all bewildered, therefore they cannot properly understand Krishna, who is supreme and inexhaustible. So to understand Krishna, actually to introduce the topic of God, the supreme controller, that is possible among more pious people. But the topic of Krishna, that's a bit more difficult, because people tend to think of God as very great and powerful, and even Lord Brahma became bewildered when he saw Krishna sitting with his cowherd boyfriends, taking food, and one boy would be eating something and say, "Oh, this tastes nice. Here, Krishna, you take some," and giving his remnants to Krishna. And Brahma even became bewildered at these intimate pastimes of Krishna. So if to understand Krishna is not the task simply for, even for great rishis and munis, muhyanti yat suryaha, even for great demigods, they cannot very easily understand Krishna, then what to speak of Radha? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the example, maybe before him also, that we can discuss such topics, and we may even superficially have some understanding of it. We could do a Bhakti Shastri course, or that would probably come in Bhakti Sarvabhoma. We could have a theoretical understanding of Radha Tattva, but that doesn't really mean that we've entered into it. Even mundane scholars in the university, they could probably study this. They're good at studying all kinds of things. And get a PhD in the worship of Radha in medieval Bengal or something like that. But that doesn't mean that they understand it. It's just like if we take six-year-old children and explain to them about the sexual activities of adults. So they could have some idea, maybe, but what does it mean? The experience of it, the desire for it, it's beyond their level. They have to come to that level, which will happen, is expected to happen in due course of time. With understanding the intricacies of Radha Krishna Leela, it's not just a matter of time. It's not that, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 40 years now, and it's about time I joined the Rasa Leela. It's not like that. It's entrance by invitation only. No gate crashing allowed. You have to be certified that you are welcome here. And even great yogis and great meditators or those who are trying to understand the Absolute Truth by the platform of jnana, they cannot enter into this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes Swarasakhi Siddhi Braja Gopi Dhan Parama Chamchala Sati Jogir dhyan nirvishesha gyan ekane napaisthiti. He says that every gopi of Vrindavan has as her own personal treasure, her own personal mode of service to Radha and Krishna. They all have different individual services, and they perfectly perform that, and that is their perfection. And each gopi, their nature is extremely chanchala, means they show a very changing nature. But at the same time, very fixed in service to Radha and Krishna. They may exhibit different moods, but their underlying mood, vyabhichari, bhav, is their mood of service to Krishna. And then they have so many sanchari, perhaps also the different manifestations of that in various ways. Now, who will understand this? The yogis in their meditation, they may become very advanced spiritualists in the estimation of people who can't control their mind even for half a second. So the yogis, they make their mind completely calm. They're very advanced spiritualists. And those who are erudite in studying Vedanta, with an impersonalist bent. These are two examples Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives. They have absolutely no entrance into the topics of Radha and Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan. Not at all. It's just, for all their spiritual advancement, they're going on the wrong channel. That'll never bring them to Vrindavan. And even many Vaishnavas, they reject this. It's too much for them because they see the Supreme Narayana, very powerful, very majestic. He's not going to be frivolous, it seems, just playing like an ordinary boy. So some Vaishnavas, they not only don't accept this, but they may be, this cannot be. They will reject this. Even we find that Jayadev Goswami, when revealing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the Rasa Leela in his Gita Govinda, when he came to the point in his meditation where he had to describe that Krishna is praying to Radha, Dehi Padda Pallavam Plavaham, just give me your lotus feet. Then he thought, no, there's something wrong here. He starts Gita Govinda with Jai Jagadish Hare. We're offering obeisance to the Lord of the universe, the Supreme Lord. And he thought even himself, that's too much. And of course, Krishna, he thought, no, that's right. That's exactly correct. So it is a great puzzle. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. They may be a puzzle even to many spiritualists. But Sri Krishna Chaitanya, it's even a puzzle to Krishna himself. The topic of Radha is even a puzzle to Krishna himself, as is described in this chapter. The confidential reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is described in this chapter. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vana Yaiva Svadyo Yen Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiyaha So Kyam Chasya Madanu Bhavata Kidrisham Veti Lo Bhattad Bhava Ardhya Samajini Shachi Garba Sindho Harinduhu. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, appear from the womb of Shachi, just as the moon appears from the ocean? It's not directly stated here, but it's implied. If we look over the ocean at the time of the moonrise, it will appear that the moon is rising from the ocean. So why, what is the reason for that? Why has Krishna come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because he desires to understand the glories of Radha's love for him. He desires to understand the wonderful sweetness of Radha's love for him, and to experience the happiness that she finds in Krishna. Krishna cannot experience the happiness that Radha experiences because her happiness is in him. So he has to become her to experience that. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, but he finds that Radha finds more happiness in him than he finds in her. She's the supreme enjoyed. But the pleasure she experiences is more than him. So therefore he takes the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience that. And not only to experience that, but to distribute love of Krishna up to this level. That is why we cannot understand, we cannot enter into, we have no entrance into the topics of Radha without those of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jodi gorna hoito tobe ki hoito kemone dharitam de Radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janatoke. Vasudev Ghosha, great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prayed that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, then what would have happened? How could we have lived? Because it was he who distributed to the world. Who else but he could distribute to the world the glories of Radha, which are the very limit of primaras, of the taste of the experience of love of Krishna. Who else but he could have distributed that to the world? Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Prabhesha Chaturisha Varaja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Hoitoka. Who else but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have revealed the sweetness of the groves of sweet Vrindavan, all sweetness. Madhurja Bhagavata Shah, Chaitanya Charitamrita states that the essence of God's godness is not his power, his majesty, none of these things, but his sweetness. So who could have revealed that in this world, which is Tribhya Gunamaya Bhava, Edamana Madhapu, Mohitang Nabhijanati. This world is bewildered by the three modes of material nature. Three modes of material nature, pretty low, low level. Even the mode of goodness that gives rise to Sattvam Sanjayate Jnanam, but not to some basic knowledge of spiritual existence. But this Radha Krishna Leela is far, far above. So who but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have revealed the sweet pastimes of the of sweet Vrindavan? Which entering into those pastimes, that is the highest limit of all perfection. And therein, the feelingful devotion, the feelings of the young girls of Vrindavan. Who but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have revealed this? That's very, 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 very high topic. This is the prayojan, the desired goal of the Gauriya Vaishnavas. The desired goal of all Vaishnavas is to serve Vishnu. That doesn't mean Vaishnava means devotee of Vishnu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that as Vaishnava means devotee of Vishnu, Karshna means a family member or a devotee of Krishna specifically, and Gauriya indicates a devotee of Radharani. So among the Gauriyas, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not all are aiming to be gopis, but that is the general direction of the sampradaya. That is the prayoja. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the Vedic literature discusses three topics: sambandha, abhideya, and prayoja. What is our relationship with the Supreme and with everything around us? What is the means to enter into that relationship? And what is the ultimate perfection of that relationship? What is our ultimate necessity? Now, our ultimate necessity, especially for the Gauriyas, is to join the pleasure dance of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, Rasa Leela. But we do, even though that is our ultimate necessity, we don't discuss this very often. We find at least those who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, they tend to discuss more of Bhagavad Gita than of Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially when we are in the company of beginning devotees. And if we say, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna 40 years, well, that's also not very long in eternity. Though in our short lifespan, we may think it's a long time. Why do we not discuss every day how Radha and Krishna are dancing and the different musical instruments they play and how they sing and they dance, and Krishna is chewing pan and he gives the chewed remnants to the gopis by kissing them, and so many intimate pastimes. There is some important consideration why we do not do so. Again, in the words of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, adhika na labhya siddha deha bhave viparja buddhi janme shaktira bhave. This pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we are to enter into that in what is called the siddha deha. At the present time, we are incarcerated in a material body which we tend to identify with very strongly, even though it is not us. When we're completely free from illusion and qualified to enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we attain a siddha deha, a perfect spiritual form in which to serve Radha and Krishna, and in this way participate in their pastimes. For this reason, there is a process of sadhana, of meditating on one spiritual form as a gopi, and one's service, and so many features of that. Ekadash bhava. The 11 features, the what is your name in the spiritual world, what do you look like, what is your color, what is your cloth, what is your service, who is your group leader, what is your kunja, and so many different factors are to be meditated upon. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, adhikana labhya siddha deha bhave. If someone, without attaining the required eligibility, tries to meditate upon the perfect form as a gopi in the spiritual world, the result will be that instead of actually attaining that form by such a meditation, rather an opposite kind of consciousness arises due to lack of ability. One's not on the platform. So eligibility is a major topic. Adhika, the term is adhika in Bengali. It's called adhika or adhikaram in Sanskrit. There is a question of eligibility that if we are inclined to mundane enjoyment, and if we hear the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and they are described in the writings of the Goswamis, very intimate, and they sound, to materialistic people, they sound like descriptions of ordinary persons of this world, love affairs. How they are kissing, how they are sometimes fighting with each other, and various topics, quite intimate. If we read the, If we heard about such things between an ordinary man and woman, we would think it is quite vulgar. But Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hladini Shaktihi. Here, the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes Surup Damada as first of all establishing that the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, they are conducted under his internal spiritual pleasure potency. That is quite different. That gives a pleasure quite different to the sensual enjoyment of this world. The sensual enjoyment of this world is degrading. The spiritual enjoyment of Radha and Krishna is so pure that it's very difficult for us to even imagine. Therefore, again, the two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. Now, we here are not materialists. We are dedicated, we are spiritualists. But we have a background. We're on parole. We're not in the prison house of Maya, but we're out. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we've been released from the prison of ignorance. We're bound up in this world by ignorance and attachment, but we're on parole, which means that we're being tested to see if we're actually fit to be allowed to operate in society as a regular member of society. So we are admitted to the spiritual atmosphere, but we have to see how we're adjusting to life in spiritual existence. Otherwise, if we're not fit, then we have to go back to the prison. If we're not fit to enter the spiritual existence of Radha and Krishna. So, adhika na lobhya, without attaining that adhika, without attaining that eligibility, we are advised that we should hear topics of Radha and Krishna, but we should be cautious in that matter and not try to forcefully enter therein. So what is the adhikar? What is the eligibility? That is called lobha, which means greed. One should be greedy to enter into those topics. Now in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Bhagavan, says, Trividang narakasya idam dvaram dashanam atmanaha kama krotas tata lobhas. Tasmat etat trayang tyajet. Krishna says there are three gates to hell which should be given up. They are kam, krodh, and lobh, lust, greed, and anger. So lobha, greed, is a gate to hell. But lobha is also described as the required factor to enter into the highest platform of spiritual existence, that of Radha and Krishna. So clearly, although the lobha means greed, kama, krodha, and lobha, lust, greed, and anger. So clearly, although the greed to attain the service of Radha and Krishna, it might seem to be like the greed of mundane people, the greed to acquire money and properties. It may appear to be the same, but it's different in quality. This is all described in this chapter. Greed arises from desire. We could say greed is an an intense habitual form of desire, material desire, or spiritual desire. One may have a desire to enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, to serve them therein, but when one has agreed to do so, then one has the eligibility to enter therein. So they're different in quality. The difference in quality between the material outlook and the spiritual outlook is defined in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This understanding is essential to anyone who is serious to attain pure devotional service. The understanding is, Atendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kam Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premana. The understanding is that the desire to satisfy our own mundane senses is called kama, or lust. And the desire to satisfy Krishna's transcendental senses in his transcendental pastimes, that is called prem, love. That is the difference between lust and love. So as long as one is infected by mundane lust, one should be very careful in approaching these topics. This is the eligibility to enter into the spiritual world is to be free from material desire and overwhelmed with spiritual desire. We have to understand these points. Otherwise, if we don't understand, then we'll mistake material desire for spiritual desire and vice versa. Many persons misunderstand. They hear about Radha and Krishna's pastimes and they say, oh, that's very bad, that's immoral. They misunderstand the spiritual to be the material. And devotees, or some kind of devotees, they may be attracted to hearing about Radha and Krishna's pastimes. And they take their attraction to be spiritual, but it's actually that manifests as something material when they project such feelings into their own relationships in this mundane world. And they, by hearing about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they become more eager to enjoy activities, male and female activities of this world. And they think that, oh, Krishna is enjoying with Radha, so shall I not enjoy with this beautiful young woman? This way they think. They think that they are also eligible for enjoying as Krishna enjoys, but bhakti means that we assist Krishna, we assist Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. Not that we try to become Radha or Krishna or enjoy in the same way. This distinction has to be understood very carefully. And otherwise, if we hear about Radha and Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, live in Vrindavan, all these things. But unless we understand this clearly, then we can be cultivating anarthas or unwanted desires in the heart, even though it may seem that someone is a great devotee of Radha and Krishna. If within their heart their desire is not so much to serve Radha and Krishna as to themselves be happy by hearing about or participating in such pastimes, then they haven't come to the proper point. Therefore, here in Chaitanya Charitamrita also we are warned that Siddhanta Balaya Chittena Karaha Alash Eha Hoite Krishna lage surira manush. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he states that we should not be lazy in trying to understand what are the proper philosophical conclusions regarding Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't think, oh, all that philosophy, philosophy, I want to hear about Krishna ripping off Radha's clothes or something like this. Why philosophy? But Krishnadas Kaviraj, he says that by such understanding of the Siddhanta, proper philosophical conclusion, then one's mind becomes firmly attached to Krishna. In this regard, I'll read a quote from Srila Prabhupada speaking on these very topics in Mayapur on Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 1, text 6, that verse which I just quoted there, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidu Shamba Nayaiva, etc. So Srila Prabhupada speaking on this, Srila Prabhupada stated, you have to understand Krishna tattvataha. So of course this word is from the Srila Prabhupada is referring to the famous verse Janma Karma Chame Divyame Vangyo Veti Tattvataha from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna refers to a person who understands that Krishna's appearance in this world and his activities within it, they are spiritual, they're transcendental. One should understand this tattvata in truth. So in regard to this, Srila Prabhupada says, you have to understand Krishna tattvataha in truth, not superficially. Then you'll misunderstand. In other words, if we're superficial, then we'll misunderstand. Without understanding Krishna, if we try to understand Krishna's pastimes with Radharani, that is foolishness. But they do not know Krishna. Who does that refer to? Well, those who don't know, materialistic people. How can they understand his pastimes with the gopis? That is foolishness. Srila Prabhupada states that the attempt to understand Krishna's pastimes with the gopis without properly understanding Krishna, that his activities and his appearance, they're all spiritual, divine, Srila Prabhupada said, that is foolishness. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna, first of all, and Krishna himself is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So we have to understand. We have to understand Krishna as he explains himself in Bhagavad Gita first. Then afterwards, we'll come to the gopis. Srila Prabhupada says, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does not speak anything about his pastimes with Radharani. That is strictly prohibited. You never find Krishna speaking about his pastimes with the gopis or with Radharani. No, he's officially speaking about himself. I am this, I am that. Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. This is from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna establishes, there is no truth higher than me. He doesn't speak about his pastimes with the gopis, Srila Prabhupada points out. Mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Again, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, those who surrender to me can cross beyond maya, illusion. And Srila Prabhupada continues, first of all, try to understand Krishna. Thoroughly study Bhagavad Gita. And after studying Bhagavad Gita, if you are fortunate enough to understand what is Krishna, then Krishna says, surrender. Understand? Surrender. That is the beginning of understanding Krishna. Don't try to understand the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. That's a quote from Srila Prabhupada. Don't try to understand Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. That means without, first of all, going through Bhagavad Gita understand. Srila Prabhupada explains why. Just like if you make a friend, ordinarily, if you become an intimate friend, then you can understand about his household affairs. If you are newly introduced with another gentleman, you cannot ask him, what is the affair in your household or with your wife or with your beloved? So in other words, you may meet someone or be introduced to them and yes, hello, how are you? Nice to meet you. And you become their friend. But it's not when you've just met a person and maybe you've met him 2-3 times, maybe you're someone at work, and you don't start asking, well, what do you do with your wife anyway when you go home at night? You don't say such things. I mean, even if you, only if you know very intimately, then such a person, he may say to you, if you have a very intimate friend who you can fully trust, and you, then you may say that, well, actually, I'm having some problems with my wife, and I have a wife, and I have the girlfriends also, and so, in very intimate matters, Srila Prabhupada says, you cannot ask about a person's intimate love life. Neither is it possible to understand. Of course, in the modern culture, people would boast about such things. But among civilized people, you don't. It's very private. Your domestic affairs are very private. Even in public, husband and wife, first of all, should be husband and wife, not boyfriend and girlfriend. Husband and wife, but in public they're very reserved. They won't even hold hands, what to speak of kissing. Practically in public, husband and wife, they don't even speak to each other if they come in public. That is Vedic culture. So Krishna's pastimes, he's with his girlfriend, which in the material understanding is the lowest. To have an unmarried female friend is lowest platform. In spiritual, it's the highest. But it's not something that we can enter into without, unless we're introduced. It's not that anyone and everyone can. Even by studying the subject matter, we can study it, but still when we're not privy to that, we have to be introduced. So Srila Prabhupada continues. So the foolishness is going on that without understanding Krishna, there are so-called rascal foolish poets. They are describing Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. That is the cause of the fall down of the so-called Vaishnavism. We find that Srila Prabhupada, his whole approach in distributing Krishna consciousness, very joyful, lots of kirtan, festivals, prasadam, so many joyful things, but also very strong emphasis on philosophical understanding. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, very strong emphasis on philosophical understanding, which is not typical. If we see the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, it's not that there are not scholars, there are so many great scholars in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. But among the common people, it was more kirtan. In Bengal, the whole culture of kirtan, there are literally thousands of poems composed by various poets in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Most of them describing Rasa Leela, following the plot of Gita Govinda. Some describe the boyhood pastimes of Krishna. Almost all Vrindavan pastimes, hardly anything outside. There'll be description of Krishna's form also in these poems, kirtan poems, they're meant for singing. description of Radha's form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form and pastimes. So a lot of, in the traditional Gaudiya culture, there's more emphasis on descriptions of the forms and pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga, and Kirtan is developed as an art form, and we'll find so many paintings of Krishna's pastimes. But for the mass of people, so much philosophy, it's not been traditionally central to the mass practice of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized that very much, that we should understand, we should engage in Krishna consciousness by kirtan, and we should know of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada very much encouraged the study of his Krishna book, which is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is mostly pastimes, although there's a lot of philosophy in there also. But a major point to understand is that to develop those... What we're talking about is feelings here, that traditional Gaudiya Vaishnav culture is very much emphasizing on the feelings. We hear the kirtan, we feel, oh, Radha is going to meet Krishna, and that it's poetry. Poetry is meant to generate feeling. So there's very much emphasis on the feelings, but Srila Prabhupada, following the line of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Siddhanta Balaya Chitte Nakarhalas. Don't be lazy in the matter of understanding Siddhanta. He was very cautious in this matter. Adhikana Labhya, without attaining proper qualification, one cannot enter there. So, although Gaudiya Vaishnavism is all about feelings, bhav, radha is all about bhav, feelings for Krishna. Radha bhava is mentioned in this verse which we just read. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha bhava swarup. He is the very form of Radha's feelings for Krishna. So although bhav of feeling, transcendental feeling, is the very essence of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima, the glories of Radha's loving feelings for Krishna, but to develop those transcendental feelings in service to Radha and Krishna requires detachment from this world and from the prospect of enjoying in this world. As long as we're cultivating desires for enjoyment in this world, there is no question of entering into Radha Krishna Lila. The great exemplar of this principle was the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were full in love of Krishna, and at the same time extremely detached from this world. About them, this Srinivas Acharya Prabhu has described, Hey Rad, Hey Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suna Kutaha, Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale, Kalindi Vanye Kutaha, Goshantaviti Sarvato Vrajapure Kedair Maha Vihvalo Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yugao Sri Jiva Gopalakao. He offers obeisances to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath. He says that they would call out in all places, they would be wandering throughout the whole sphere of Vrindavan, the whole Rajamandala, and calling out with feelings of khed, much regret or sorrow, transcendental sorrow, that they cannot find Radha and Krishna, the feelings of separation. They would call out, O Radha, O Krishna, O gopis of Vrindavan, goddesses of Vrindavan, O Lalita, Vishakha, where are you? Where are you? Are you on the will we find you on the beneath the desire tree, the wish fulfilling tree at the base of Govardhan, or are you on the banks of the Yamuna? In this way, they called out. They were running everywhere looking for Radha and Krishna. They were absorbed in love of Radha and Krishna. Also described about them is Tyaktva turnama cesha mandala pati shrenin sada tuchavat bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kantashrito gopi bhava rasamritab dilahari kalola magnao mahur vande rupa sanatano raghuyago shrijiva gopalako. They all came from highly aristocratic backgrounds, and especially Rup, Sanatan, and Raghunath Das Goswamis, before they became visibly followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had immense opulence and power. But they gave it all up as insignificant. And they went from the position of having tremendous opulence to that of living as mendicants with only a loincloth and, for the winter cold, some quilt made out of rags. That's all they had. And one actually is not mentioned there, but there were three kas: kopin, kanta, and kamandal, water pot. Three kas. So they gave up all the opulence of the world, all the prospects of enjoying in this world. They rejected it as all as insignificant. Because, why is that? They had something much better. They are diving and surfacing in the waves of the ocean of Gopi Bhavaras, Rasamrita, the nectar of the mellows, of the feelings of the gopis. So the spiritual greed that can arise when we have, by their renunciation of the world, they demonstrated that spiritual greed can arise in a person who has no material greed, or is completely detached from this material world. Of course, there's also the example of Rai Ramananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very cautious about these topics of Radha Krishna Lila. He didn't discuss them with anyone and everyone. For everyone, he offered facility to join Harinam Sankirtan. Even with, he met with great scholars like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. With Sarvabhauma, he discussed Vedanta philosophy. Now, Sarvabhauma was also aware, he was so learned that he knew not only Vedanta, but he knew so many topics. And he also knew of the topic of Bhavalasarati, the attachment that arises to Krishna when one is in a very it's very difficult to translate these words, the bhava, which is very high and I don't know how to translate it. I mean, it's very, very high bhav. So he knew this. When he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fainted before the body, before Jagannath, first of all, they were afraid that this sannyasi, he didn't know who he was at the time, he was afraid that he had died. But then it was seen that even though he was in a state of deep unconsciousness, when a little piece of cotton swab was put before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nostril, it was seen there was a slight movement, which means he was very slightly breathing. He was alive. And then Sarvabhauma understood, this is a symptom of a Mahabhagavat, of a person on the level of, topmost level of love of God. So he knew about these things also. But he thought that topmost level of love of God, that's also Maya. Because he was a Mayavadi. But he had knowledge of these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not discuss with him these topics. He would discuss these topics of Radha Krishna Prem, particularly with Rai Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, particularly these two. Now, Swarup Damodar was also an advanced renunciant. Rai Ramananda lived as an opulent materialist. That was his exterior. But how renounced he was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his, what appeared to be his uncle, Pradyumna Mishra, to learn from Rai Ramananda about topics of Krishna. Rai Ramananda, Pradyumna Mishra, when he went to visit the house of Rai Ramananda, he learned that Rai Ramananda had been busy all morning. He couldn't meet Pradyumna Mishra because he was training beautiful young girls how to dance for Jagannath, and so that they would perfectly fit the part, he would personally bathe them, rub oil on their body and put ornaments. Transcendentalists don't do that. Sadhus are not supposed to mix with young girls. They're not supposed, of course, a householder. He may be a Vaishnava also, but he should be very restrained in his activity with his wife. Should associate with her according to rules of Shastra. And there's no question of having young girls and bathing them, touching their private parts. But Rai Ramananda did this, which surprised Pradyumna Mishra, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had sent him, Pradyumna Mishra, to hear about Krishna from Rai Ramananda, because Pradyumna Mishra came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I want to hear Krishna Katha, please tell me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you're very fortunate that you want to hear Krishna Katha, but better that you don't hear from me, you hear from Rai Ramananda, because I heard everything from him. He knows better than me. because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard all these topics from Rai Ramananda. So Pradyumna Mishra was very surprised how Ramananda Rai is doing this. He is on the same level of renunciation as the six Goswamis, maybe even more so. But that detachment has to be there. In his mind, Rai Ramananda, when he was dressing the girls, he wasn't thinking that they are objects. The thought did not enter his mind at all that the bodies of these girls could be objects for fulfilling my lust. But he thought they are meant for the enjoyment of Jagannath only. And in that spirit, he, just like one gopi serving another gopi, the junior gopi serving a senior gopi, he dressed them for their service of dancing for Jagannatha Deva. So this, when one is free from mundane desire, then he can enter into the realm of spiritual desire. Seems a very difficult prospect, doesn't it? It's possible by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is possible. The topics of Radha, very elevated topics. We can enter by His mercy. He is Radha. He's relishing the mood of Radha. In that sense, He is Radha. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati has given us good counsel. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita punya rashi tatata totsapati hridya kasmad radha padam bhoja radha padam bhoja sudhambu rashi. He says that service to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yatata yata gaura padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita, one who is very fortunate and pious to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for such a person the nectar of service to Radha's lotus feet, that will arise of its own accord within the heart of such a person. So service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the key to service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. In this regard, Narottam Das Thakur has described that Gauranga balite habe pulaka shari hari hari balite nayane babene. He says that when will that day come? When by chanting the names of Gauranga, I'll say Gauranga, Gauranga, and the hairs of my body will stand on end in transcendental ecstasy. When by chanting the names Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, tears will naturally flow from my eyes. This is the desired stage, perfectional stage. What is our present stage? He next discusses. Ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe shongshara bashana mo kobe tucha hobe. In our present stage or in material consciousness, we have many deep-rooted desires for enjoyment in this material world. How are we to be free from that? By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that is possible, that we can be free from these deep-seated, deep-rooted desires for material enjoyment, which separate us or may render us ineligible for service to Radha and Krishna. So by His mercy, it's possible to give that up. We also have to make our own effort to give it up. Bishoya charya kobe shuddha hobe man. He says, when I will personally also make the effort. It's not just that we sit back and yawn and say, oh, when Nitai Chand is merciful, I'll be free from material desires. But we also have to make the resolve to be free from them. Then our mind will be pure, and then tabe ham bujbo. What is that? Bishoya charya kopi shuddha hobe mon. Tabe hame herabo Sri Vrindavan. Then I'll be eligible to actually see Vrindavan. If we go to Vrindavan now, we may say, well, it used to be a village. Now it's like a little metropolis with cars and rather commercial atmosphere, and still the famous pigs and monkeys are there. And we may see it's an Indian town, well, in many ways like a town of Uttar Pradesh in India. But the real Vrindavan, the Vrindavan of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, we can see that when we are free from material desire and we have the mercy of Nityananda. Nitaya karuna habe braje radha krishna pabe. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Narottam Das says, one can attain to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Then Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tabe Ama Bujbo Shei Jugala Puriti. When, Narottam Das says, Rupa Raghunatha, when I am attached to the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, then I can understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. So the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, especially Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, gave literature. They wrote so many books by which we can understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. But understand means it's not simply a mental it's not a mental endeavor. It's by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, the six Goswamis, and their followers in disciplic succession. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumora Ash. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. I'm getting mixed up. I'm getting mixed up with the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. Yeah. Hoibe Akuti, Rupa Raghunatha Pade. It is. Rahumora Ash. Then in I'm forgetting that now. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Tabe Hama Bujbo Jugala Piriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Pratana Karayashada Narottam Das. So Narottam Das, he always keeping his aspirations at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, not keeping his aspirations at the lotus feet of his wife or his girlfriend or someone else's wife, having gone beyond all material desires. Narottam Das prays in this way. So this is the way to approach Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan by serving Rupa and Raghunath, Goswamis, the six Goswamis. In the modern age, Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the Panchatattva. So by serving his mission, which is the mission of Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur, which is the mission of all the previous acharyas, the mission to Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram Sabhata Prachar Hoibe Moranam, spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and his mission to every town and village in the world by taking part in this mission. One is blessed with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and then one can be blessed with the mercy of the six Goswamis, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and become eligible to actually relish the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, not by imitation, not by telling stories about Radha Krishna Leela as if we're already on the level that we can walk into Radha Krishna Leela. We should approach with some caution. Nevertheless, we can, it's not forbidden to discuss the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but we should do so with caution. One pastime which demonstrates that just as Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, which means he's the supreme everything, he's also the supreme lover, he's the supreme male, Purush, and Radha is Prakriti, she is the supreme female. Now the supreme, or the highest quality for a female is to be faithful to and chaste to Purush, to her husband. That is womanhood, naritva. She is to be dependent on and attached to and faithful to her husband, pativrata. And if a woman doesn't have this quality, or in other words, if she's attached to another man, that is considered the lowest, worst thing a woman can do. What are the pastimes of Radha and Krishna? It is in parakya rasa, parakya bhava. The feeling that Radha is married to someone else. Actually, there's no question of her being married to anyone else. She is fully for Krishna only. But it appears like that because it increases the intensity of their feelings. So, one pastime to show that Sri Radha is the supreme female, just as Krishna is the supreme Purusha, the supreme male, the supreme enjoyer, is described that Krishna, to demonstrate the chastity of Radharani, he came in the form of a sadhu to Vrindavan. He often would come in various disguises. He's not easy to recognize, even when he's not in disguise. Namasye purushang tvadyam ishvarang prakrite param alakshang sarvabhutanam anta bahiravastitam maya javani ka channam adhag agyad hokshajam avyadam nalakshase muhadrisha nato nat yadharo yata. Kunti Devi begins her prayers to Krishna, saying that I offer obeisance to you who are the original Purush, the original enjoyer, male. You are the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to this material energy. You are not observed by all living beings, although you are inside and outside of every one of them. Why is that? You are covered by the curtain of maya, of illusion. And therefore, the foolish cannot perceive you who are beyond the purview of the mundane sense of sight. You are just like, Kunti Devi says to Krishna, you are just like an actor on a stage who is not recognized. Krishna is the Lord of everyone's heart, but he's not recognized as such by most. Just as a person may be on a stage performing a certain role and he speaks in a different voice, uses different than his own voice, dresses in different clothes, has different mannerisms and projects a completely different kind of personality. So he may not be recognized even by his own wife or mother. That happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took the role of Rukmini in a play and even his own mother didn't recognize him. So Krishna, he may not be verily easily understood or recognized. So he would come in disguise. He was well known in Vrindavan, but in Vrindavan he would come in disguise sometimes for doing various tricky activities. So he came in Vrindavan in disguise as a sadhu, and he said that, well, yes, with my knowledge of astrology, I've come here because I have understood that it is here in this area, Javat, or anyway, the whole broader Raja area, that all the women here are very chaste. They're very chaste. They have this great quality, that's the required quality for a woman to be very chaste to her husband. And one who is actually chaste, that will be seen because he had a pot with many, many holes in it, clay pot. Traditionally, one of the duties of the women in India is to go with clay pots on their head. They may have one big pot and then a little smaller one, another smaller one. They'll fill it up with water and walk from the river. I don't think women in the West can do this, but Srila Prabhupada suggested to one of his disciples that you can also go to India and do like that. I'll speak about that later on, Krishna willing. So if the pot has even one hole, then it won't hold the water. If it has many holes, there's no question of it holding water. But the sadhu, as actually Krishna said, that who is actually a fully chaste woman, who in her mind never even slightly thinks of anyone but her Lord and Master, such a woman only can bring water from the Yamuna in this pot. For any other woman, the water will leak out. So the sister-in-law, supposed sister-in-law of Radharani, Kutila, and her mother-in-law, Jotila, they always thought, this Radha, she came to our home, she's a bad girl. She's always hanging out with Krishna. They could never get any evidence, but they knew, but they just couldn't prove it, that Radha is always going with Krishna. So she thought, she's very unchaste, very bad woman. And we are very good women. We're very chaste. So they thought, oh, okay, so we'll go and bring water from the Yamuna. And naturally, if you bring water in a pot with holes, then how will you bring it? The pot has to be without holes. So they brought the water, they dunked the pot in the Yamuna water and pulled it up, and naturally it all fell out. So they felt embarrassed. Oh. Then Krishna, in the disguise of a sadhu, he said, this girl, she should take the pot. Let her see. I said, no. If we can't bring, there's no question of her bringing. She's not chaste. Krishna said, let her go. She was being blasphemed that by the sister-in-law, daughter-in-law. She's unchaste, she's very bad. This was causing much suffering to her. So Krishna said, let her try. So she went and she thought, oh, now I'm in trouble. If the water pours out, then they'll say, see, we've got evidence now that you're not actually chaste. That it fell out with us, well, that's expected. But with you, this is proof you're unchaste. So she dunk the water and then she was praying to Krishna, that Krishna, you are my only shelter. You save me now. So Krishna, he arranged. She brought up the water. She brought it back. Not a single drop fell out. So everyone was surprised. She is the most chaste. How is that? Because in her mind, she never thinks of anyone, not even her husband, but the real husband of all living beings, who is Krishna. She only thinks of Krishna. She is the most chaste woman. No one should think that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they are some activities of profligate people. The Radha and Krishna are eternally united. They are the highest pinnacle of purity is Radha Krishna Leela. But it's very difficult for anyone who's infected with even a tinge of material consciousness to understand this. So let us serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very difficult to serve Radha and Krishna. It's very difficult to enter in there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He lets everyone join. Let them join the Sankirtan party. Let them chant Hare Krishna. Let them take prasad. That is his great mercy. Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please?
What do you know to Srila Prabhupada? Has he given any particular particular instructions about the paintings.
Paintings. Prabhupada's instructions about paintings.
About Radha Krishna with his theme. Among the difference between Prakriti Sahaja paintings and...
Yes, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned about paintings. And we see that the Srila Prabhupada commissioned his disciples to paint Radha Krishna and even Rasa Leela, but in a manner that would not be taken as undignified by common people. Because this is not for... On the one hand, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are meant for everyone. On the other hand, they're very difficult to understand, and people who are on the platform of mundane dignity, which is a proper platform, it's not that by being that if we start to have illicit sexual activities, we can begin to understand Radha and Krishna. That is a misunderstanding of the Prakriti Sahajiyas. So from a platform of mundane propriety, we can begin to cultivate the sense of transcendental propriety, which at the highest level of Radha Krishna Leela appears to be improper. We find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he was worshipping Radha and Krishna, he maintained very strictly his vows as a sannyasi. It's not that, well, I'm a sannyasi and I need a sannyasini to do my pastimes with. Not at all. That was not seen in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that Srila Prabhupada, he gave Radha Krishna and Radha Krishna Leela to the world, but in a manner that would not be from the outset misunderstood. So we see the pastimes of Radha Krishna, not so many. He had other pastimes also presented in paintings, and paintings showing, for instance, the gopis' breasts and such things. Srila Prabhupada didn't promote that. So we should be cautious. Srila Prabhupada, I quoted him here about the poets, so the same thing goes for the artists. Srila Prabhupada, I quoted this, foolishness is going on, Srila Prabhupada said, that without understanding Krishna, there are so-called rascal, foolish poets, they are describing Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. That is the cause of fall down of the so-called Vaishnavism. So if we try to present Radha Krishna Leela in all its intricacies, even among general devotees, then that will be the cause of fall down, Srila Prabhupada said. And that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to address this issue, that the whole of Vaishnav Dharma, the highest gift which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, in Bengal it had been totally misrepresented as a sex cult. So we should be very cautious about this. Adhikana lobhya shiddadeha bhave viparja buddhi janme shakti rabhave. We have to attain the adhika. There's also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that dushtafal karibe yajan. I'm just not remembering now, but he also states, Bhaktivinoda, I'm still trying to remember what is the beginning. Najai brik opore, tana tani fala dhare, dushta fala kare bayarjan, he says. That the tree of love of God, if we want to take the fruits of that, without ascending the tree, in other words, we have to go up, then if we simply by pulling the branches, he said, we won't get the proper fruit. We'll only get the rotten fruit. He uses that as an example. Of course, the fruit of love of God is never rotten, but the misrepresentation of it is certainly rotten. So in all these matters, we have to be very careful. It's somewhat of a dilemma that on the one hand, yes, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. On the other hand, we have to be realistic, we have to be cautious. So how do we negotiate this? We want to go to the highest level, but we have to understand that we can't force our way in. It's by when the mercy comes down, then we can end. So that instruction is given, that Vishaya Acharya Kobe, the whole process of sadhana bhakti, is to help us to, on one side, awaken our feelings for Krishna, and on the other side, to restrict or to help us to overcome feelings of attachment to this world. So if we follow this process, then aspire for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, all the previous acharyas, Nithai Chand, then we're on the right path. But if from the outset we want to hear about how Krishna is pulling at Radha's sari, or we want to see some painting of some such thing, then that is not appreciated by those who can actually admit us into the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Especially about paintings, the two most popular paintings in ISKCON that I'm seeing now, for many years actually, they were both painted after the passing of Srila Prabhupada. In other words, they weren't directly approved by him. They're both paintings of Radha and Krishna. One of them in India, people, they see that painting, they like it very much, they want to buy it. They ask for the painting of the filmy Radha Krishna. Filmy means like the Bollywood films. Because Radha and Krishna, they're painted in such a way that they look very sensuous. That's one of them. And the other one is where Krishna is sitting with Radha on a couch, and there are little gopis in the background, and Krishna is aspiring for the feet of Radharani. These were both painted after Srila Prabhupada's departure from this world without his express permission. They both present Radha and Krishna in ways that Srila Prabhupada did not specifically approve of, and from what I understand, would not have approved of, because he had very formal pictures. Deity worship, we worship Radha and Krishna, but in the mood, we approach them, worshipping them in the formal mood of Lakshmi Narayan. If someone becomes more advanced, he may worship Radha and Krishna as Radha Krishna in a very intimate way, but that should not for public temples. In the public temple, we have to present the worship of Radha and Krishna according to Pancharatriki Vidhi for the benefit of the public. If we want to present them, even in the Goswami temples in Vrindavan, the seven temples, the seven most prominent temples, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Shamashanda, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, and Radha, Damodar, yeah. Even in these temples, it goes on, the worship is conducted in a formal manner. So to artificially introduce the very informal approach to Radha and Krishna, that is not the line of our acharyas. That is not what is given by Rupa Goswami. We are supposed to be Rupanukas, followers of Rupa Goswami. He gives He gives the method of sadhana in the rules to be followed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that's an important consideration. And we practically we see that those who try to talk on a very high level and think, well, let's discuss all the intimate pastimes, we practically see that they almost all of them in their daily practice, they talk on a high level, but their actions are not on a high level. We'll find those who like to talk all intimate pastimes and have kirtans with lots of feeling, but they don't have enough feeling to get up for Mangalati. It's when I'm in the mood, then we'll have Radha Krishna, we'll think about that. But as far as following the basic instructions Srila Prabhupada gave us, they're never in the mood for that because they never get up in the morning. Isn't it? Have you seen such cases? Big talk and not even following the basic ABCs of spiritual life. So this is what Srila Prabhupada would call rascaldom, actually. Imitation. We have meditation on the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Every day we sing Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhyai Yaya Libhya Yuktira Pekshaniya Tatrati Daksha Dati Vallabhas Vandegaroshi Charanaravindu. Srila Prabhupada said, quoting this verse, that not all that is in these prayers is meant for every guru. He said, for those who are actually doing that, that applies to them. This verse describes that I worship the lotus feet of the guru who is a very expert in assisting the gopis in their service to Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. We have that every morning. Shiradhika madhavayora para madhurja lila guna rupa nam nam pratikshanasva dana lolupasya vandegaroshi charanaravindam. We worship the lotus feet of a guru who is always very eager to relish hearing about the names, forms, qualities, and pastimes of Radha and Madhava. So we have that. There's no need to sleep through it thinking, oh, it's just for the neophytes. I'm going to lie here and dream about Radha Krishna Leela. So it is there. We cannot attain Radha and Krishna by deceit. So, anything else? Yeah.
Maybe similar. It seems like nowadays it is popular that we have audio records of speakers who recite stories.
Krishna book is fine. Krishna book is Krishna's pastimes presented by Srila Prabhupada in a manner described, giving all the philosophical explanations so that people don't become misled. Krishna book is fine. You can read it, recite it. Don't think that Krishna book, reading Krishna book is an activity for sahajiyas. That is required. But we should not only read Krishna book. We should, as Srila Prabhupada mentions here, we should understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita presents the basic understanding of Krishna. And that is again presented in more detail in Bhagavatam, beginning with Janmadhyasya yaton vyaditaratash chateshvabhignaswarat. Who is Krishna? Why? How he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is all explained in 9 cantos. Then in 10th canto, there are the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka, and other places also. These are 3 main principal places. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Radhashtami ki jai. Who are these deities? What name is given for Krishna? Sri Sri Radha Giridhari ki jai. Gandharvika Giridhari. Yeah. That's the name that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would address Radha Krishna. Gandharvika Giridhari. So, Sri Gandharvika Giridhari ki jai, Sri Prahlad Narsimhadev ki jai, Hare Krishna.